This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. If you check your email this morning and then save a bunch of junk on your hard drive, you can thank this year's winners of the Nobel Prize in Physics. The prize goes to two Europeans who discovered the physics that allows your computer's hard drive to pack so much information in there. The prize was awarded today to Albert Fehr of France and Peter Grünberg of Germany. And we're going to find out about them from NPR science correspondent Richard Harris, who's in our studios. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So how do they get all that information in that little hard drive?
Well, actually, it all goes back to a discovery by Lord Kelvin 150 years ago. The hard drive, of course, is technology, and we're talking about a prize in physics, so let's talk a little physics first.
Okay.
And Lord Kelvin discovered that if you put certain kinds of metal wire into a magnetic field and then adjust the strength in the magnetic field, you actually can affect how easily the electric current will flow through that kind of wire. So that property of the electrical flow is called resistance. So this phenomenon is called magnetoresistance. Okay. Now, fast forward to the year 1988. Albert Fehr was experimenting with this in his laboratory at the University of Paris South in Orsay, France. And he discovered some new materials that were extremely sensitive to magnetoresistance. And at the same time, by total coincidence, Peter Grünberg at Jülich Research Center in Germany was also studying materials, different materials but kind of similar, and he also discovered that they had very large magnetoresistance properties. So they coined a new term for this kind of magnetoresistance, and they call it giant magnetoresistance.
Okay, Lord Kelvin, I assume, didn't know about the computer hard drive. These two guys maybe did. The resistance that you're talking about, how does that translate into information saved on a hard drive?
Well, it turns out that the way the hard drive works has everything to do with magnetoresistance. What you do is, with a hard drive, you store the information on the hard drive in very small bits of magnetic material, and they're just oriented just so in order to store the information. Now, the question is, how do you read it off again? And the answer is, you read it off by using a magnet, a magnetic field that helps you figure out the orientation of all these magnets. Now, with the super sensitive kind of magnetoresistance these guys discovered, it turns out you can pack those little magnetic bits even closer together, closer and closer and closer together, so that you can actually pack a whole ton of stuff on your hard drive. You've got your music collection these days, your photographs, you've got everything, and it's because you can pack those things together, and then not only can you pack them together, but you can read them after the fact. And that's the part that these guys did. They figured out the physics that lets you read those really super closely packed magnetic particles.
Did Albert Fehr and Peter Grünberg realize that they were going to make it possible for me to save thousands and thousands of emails and spam and useless junk like that I'd be better off throwing away?
Well, I think that it was readily apparent that this was really going to be useful for all sorts of things, particularly in the world of computers. So I think that this was not something that took a while for people to figure out. Now, how can we use this? They knew right away this is going to really work. And actually, these days, there are thousands and thousands of people working on this very physics phenomenon because it is so useful.
And why does it take, I guess, 19 years for someone to be recognized for something like this?
Well, there's a huge number of people who deserve Nobel Prizes, really, when you think about it, and or at least a substantial number. You get two or three a year, maybe. So it takes a while for these guys to bubble up to the top. They want to make sure they get them before they perish, because you're not allowed to award a Nobel after someone dies.
Can I just mention as we wrap this up that there is a Simpsons episode where Homer Simpson gets a phone call and the person says, "Homer Simpson, you've won the Nobel Prize." And he responds, "Finally!" If I can just leave you with that.
That's a good thought.
Richard, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR's Richard Harris on the winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Physics.